So here at the Academy Stadium, home of Manchester City Women, they have got themselves a draw against the Women's Super League leaders, Chelsea Ladies. So it has ended 1-1 here on Sunday night, their last game before the Women's World Cup takes place on June the 6th. And what a cracking game it was to watch. A goal from Aluka in the 23rd minute was a great finish on the edge of the box when Ji Sun Yun made the assist on the right-hand side. The Women's Player of the Year with the assist, finding Aluko. And all she did at the end was put the ball into the bottom left corner and made it look so easy for Chelsea to get the first word of the game. But then 14 minutes later, Duggan, who another English girl that we should expect to see at the Women's World Cup for England, got the equaliser for Manchester City Women after a lot of loose balls going on in the box. And then Duggan, with the goalkeeper out of place, nowhere near goal, got the ball past all those Chelsea bodies and found the back of the net to get the equaliser. But those were all the goals to talk about from the first half. No goals in the second half. Both sides end-to-end stuff. And on the very last 10 minutes, the substitutes for both sides were certainly making a bit of a change in effect there, especially with Flint for Man City, who brought in a lot of balls in from the right wing to get themselves that winner. But at the end, it ended 1-1 and a cracking game of football it was, Dan.
Yeah, it was a very, very good game of football. I really enjoyed it myself. My first taste of women's football and women's Super League football. It was very, very good. Very good to watch. Both teams, you know, trying their best to get the winner in the end. Obviously, the game, like you said, Jamie, finished 1-1 here at the Academy Stadium. It would have been nice to see a winner and, you know, another goal in that second half. As the, you know, compared to the first half, the second half was very poor in terms of attacking prowess. It was very much a cagey, tight battle in the middle of the park. You know, the team's trying to get the ball down and play. And when they did get into the final third, the pass or that end product just wasn't there for both sides. And that's somewhere where they may need to improve, both teams, and somewhere when they go into training after the break of the World Cup, somewhere where they may need to look at and address. Obviously, Chelsea changing the substitution at half-time, changing the team a little bit, helped going forward. However, Man City defensively were very tight today. Looked very good and were well deserved the 1-1 draw. I think the draw was a fair result in the end, Jamie. Two very good teams. Chelsea stay top of the Women's Super League, and they've already conceded. That's their first goal today that they've conceded in the Women's Super League. The second goal all season, which is very commendable so far. Outstanding to see. So, yeah, draw is a fair result. Very good game from both teams, and my first taste and your first taste of women's football went down a treat. Very good game.
Now, since we're pushing for time, I just thought I'd quickly ask for your lady of the match. And, of course, I believe it was the Man City's number. I'm not actually, from the top of my head, I can't. It was number 33, Ratke, who, of course, played the full 90 minutes at the Academy Stadium. She got the player of the match from the Man City Academy Stadium. Do you disagree with that, Dan, or are you going to go for the same player?
Wow. Well, this is going to be a tough one because both teams were very good. For me, if I had to choose a player today, I know we are pushed for time, Jamie, a little bit. If I had to choose a player today that I thought worked very, very hard in the middle of the park, I'm not going to go with Radke, even though she had a very good game. I'm actually going to go for Nightingale for Man City, number 15. I thought her in the middle of the park alongside Christensen, they were superb today for Man City. Really, really good. You know, she was dominant in midfield. Every time she got the ball, she looked to the wings. She looked to try and set up attacks. She looked to try and play the ball as often as she could. You know, obviously, in the end, from the 1-0 scoreline, it didn't come off as well as they'd expect it to. But for me, Nightingale was outstanding in the middle of the park for Man City. So my other match is Nightingale. Yeah.
I think I might agree with you there, Dan. It was hard to call, and I do feel sorry for you having to pick.
Well, yeah, Chelsea Nightingale, she was outstanding, but I could have picked anybody from both sides. You know, that's not even an exaggeration. I think every player played very well today. I don't think the only player that probably let me down a little bit was either Spence, the striker for Chelsea, or Davison. You know, there's a lot of expectation on Davison's shoulders, obviously scoring 5 goals this season, 3 in the league and 2 in the cup. And everyone was expecting her to get on the ball a lot more than she did. And it didn't really happen for her today. So they're the only two players that really didn't really shine for me. The rest of the teams, you know, the rest of the players in the sides, they were very, very good. And both keepers, I must admit, Lindahl especially, she was outstanding for Chelsea today. You know, kept them well within this. Duggan could have had 2 or 3 if chances had fallen her way. So it was an interesting game, interesting battle. And these two teams, it'd be interesting to see where they end up at the end of the season.
Well, thank you for your thoughts and for your contribution throughout the evening. Dan here from the Academy Stadium. So, as we report from the Academy Stadium, it has ended Manchester City Women 1, Chelsea Ladies 1. Be sure to join us on the Let's Talk Sports Show on Monday afternoon from 2 o'clock on Callum 105 FM. And we will be on till 3 o'clock to talk about this game and the national sport and international. So it is goodbye from me, Jamie Davis, and Dan Middleton. Thank you very much for listening to our full-time podcast.